This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. President Donald Trump has expressed his concern over the fate of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi, who disappeared October 2nd after entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul.
It's a very sad situation. It's a very bad situation, and we want to get to the bottom of it.
He told reporters Wednesday he's spoken with Saudi authorities at the highest level.
This is a bad situation. We cannot let this happen. To reporters, to anybody, we can't let this happen. And we're going to get to the bottom of it.
The Trump administration is asking for more information from Riyadh and a transparent investigation. The president also revealed that he and First Lady Melania Trump would like to invite Khashoggi's fiancée to the White House. Hatice Cengiz waited for Khashoggi to leave the consulate, but he never did. There's growing concern that Khashoggi, a highly placed and frequent critic of Saudi policy, was either abducted or murdered. Senator Lindsey Graham said if Khashoggi was killed, that would cross every line of normality in the international community.
If it did happen, there would be hell to pay. This hangs over the relationship like a very heavy cloud.
Turkey's demanded access to search the consulate, and a pro-government newspaper has published a report identifying a 15-member Saudi intelligence team believed to have been involved in Mr. Khashoggi's fate. Cameroon continues to await results of Sunday's presidential election. That incumbent Paul Biya, the oldest African leader, is widely expected to win. Isambe Emile is president of the Constitutional Council.
This is the first presidential election that the Constitutional Council is managing, and things are going well. And we want to expect that at the end of the day, all the Cameroonians will be happy with the way things went.
Opposition leader Maurice Kamto has already proclaimed victory, but only the council can declare winner. Official results expected by October 22nd. This is VOA News. Turkey Wednesday said the demilitarized zone created with Russia in Syria's rebel-held Idlib province has been formed and heavy weapons withdrawn. Russian Foreign Ministry spokesperson Maria Zakharova said more than 1,000 militants and 100 military vehicles have been pulled out. Last month's agreement was aimed at averting a government assault that could result in an exodus of refugees and mass casualties. Asian stocks fell sharply after a major sell-off Wednesday in the U.S., with the benchmark Dow Jones Index falling more than 830 points, over 3%, the largest correction since February. The plunge came amid rising bond yields and alarm over the central bank's incremental increases in a key interest rate. Ross Berger is CEO of Gerber Kawasaki.
It's kind of par for October. It feels like October. But with rates, you know, spiking to 3.25, which is actually where we think rates should be, the markets have to digest this move on interest rates.
Investors are also concerned about growing trade tensions with China. President Trump Wednesday attributed the market plunge to the central bank's rate hikes, which he called a mistake. In Indonesia, the search for survivors from the September 28 earthquake and tsunami ended officially Thursday with a death toll of more than 2,000. A shallow tremor measuring 6.0 in magnitude jolted Indonesia's Java and Bali Islands Thursday with initial reports of at least 3 fatalities. Meanwhile, a 7.0 magnitude quake struck remote New Britain Island in Papua New Guinea on Thursday. The quake hit about 200 kilometers southwest of Rabaul. Hurricane Michael has weakened to a tropical storm after crashing ashore along the Gulf Coast of Florida Wednesday as an intense Category 4 with winds as high as 250 kilometers per hour. One man was reportedly killed after a tree fell in his home. Governor Rick Scott said Michael was the worst storm the Florida Panhandle has ever seen.
We heard of significant impacts at Tyndall Air Force Base and many communities along the coast. We're turning 100% of our focus on search and rescue and recovery.
Michael caused severe flooding, structural damage, and power outages to hundreds of thousands. The Moroccan Navy opened fire on a boat that it said made hostile moves and found it to be transporting migrants. At least one passenger was wounded. Tens of thousands of migrants have attempted the dangerous crossing of the Western Mediterranean, trying to reach Europe via Spain. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the release of an American Protestant minister held by Turkey at his next hearing would be an important step and the right thing to do. Andrew Brunson has been charged with links to supporters of exiled Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen, the cleric that Ankara blames for the failed 2016 coup. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, my mind. Africa, welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot rocking sounds from across the African continent will come knocking on your doors, so I want you to relax, because today again, I am going to take you on a trip around Africa on disc with some beautiful music from the continent. Starting off today from Zimbabwe, Icon Mani in Ndombolo. And right after that, Go Sleep, beautiful music by Kubazi from Liberia. But Ndombolo is coming up right now. Icon Mani from Zimbabwe.
African beats.
Morning, King Tusumo, Kobazi, the Longman Ball, Morning, King Tusumo, Esquence, be on the beat, Morning, King Tusumo, Better.
By Kobazi of Liberia, and right before that was Ndombolo by Icon Mani of Zimbabwe. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I'm David Vandy here in Washington. Stay close, I'll be right back with more music.
Hey, I'm Esther Michael. You're listening to the African Beat, the hottest African music show on the Voice of America with David Vandy.
The African Beat on the Voice of America. Beautiful time, wonderful people. Africa, you reign, because the best music comes from Africa. Ohima is the next track that I'm going to play. This one is done by Saprings from Ghana in the Akan language, and this is Queen. Ohima means queen, and this is going to be for all the beautiful African queens out there. This is dedicated to you. And right after that, If the Children Cry by the great Papa Wemba, the legend, gone but not forgotten, from the Democratic Republic of Congo. Now let's take Ohima, the Queen, by Saprings of Ghana.
Spirit music. Yeah! Awesome, bro. Meeting.
with The Children Cry, Papa Wemba of the Democratic Republic of Congo, and before that, Ohema Queen by Sa Prince of Ghana. The African Beat on The Voice of America, and I am David Vandy right here in Washington.
Hi, I am Devoa. I love the African beat on The Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Welcome back to your super show, The African Beat on The Voice of America. Now for some messages. Hi, David Vandy. You are blasting my head with your superb choice of music. Feeling heaven on earth in my room right now from Sabolawi, Abu Zaria, Kaduna State in Nigeria. Thank you very much, Sabo, and keep enjoying yourself. And another message from Ta Ukum of Nigeria, and he simply writes, you are doing a good job, David. Keep it up. Well, thanks to all of you. Then let's go back to music. And now we introduce this brand new court by Gile from Sierra Leone, and she calls this one Mahi, which simply means king. And right after that, Good Life, the sound of Naomi Achu from Cameroon, the queen of Bamenda. But Mahi is the next track right now by Gile of Sierra Leone.
Yeah.
African Beats.
Life by Naomi Achu of Cameroon, and before that, Mahie by Gile of Sierra Leone. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I'm David Vandy here in Washington. Stay tuned, I'll be back, and we're gonna continue with more beautiful sounds from Africa.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
You love the African Beat, we love you. And so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about a show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about the show. If you have a request, you can call us here in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message. Sir, I appreciate your program so much. The African Beat on the Voice of America. My name is Lamin Kaloko from Sierra Leone. I want you to play a nice piece of music for me and all African Beat listeners. Well, Lamin Kaloko, if you're listening, something really good is going to come for you. And so, let's go 15 minutes non-stop with some real African non-stop music, Sukus Attack. And you remember the days when we used to dance to non-stop music. We call it endurance. And so I want you to enjoy this one. Suku's Attack by Suku Stars right there. Let's go. Message says, hello, David. My name is Rabo Jiraye, a listener of your African Beat program from Adamawa State in Nigeria. I am enjoying your show. Thank you so much. Well, a regular listener to the African Beat from South Sudan has got a message from my last guest on the African Beat, and that is Black Gold AK. And the message reads, "Hi AK, you sound very interesting, but how long will you be changing names?" Well, trust me, I will get AK to respond to your question, okay? And to you, Isaac Deng Macha of South Sudan, enjoy the show. Let's go. Sukus stars doing Sukus attack. Beautiful music nonstop. And with that, I'm sure you're sweating right now. The African beat on the Voice of America. I am David Vandy and I'll be back.
Oh my God. I am classy sassy. I'm so in love with African beats on the Voice of America with my idol, the one and only David Vandy.
It's parting time, it's parting time, it's parting time, and it's booging time. It's parting time, it's parting time, it's parting time, and it's booging time. Easy dancing, yeah. Get that feeling, yeah. Come dance with me, yeah. Shake your body, yeah.
Michael, you're listening to The African Beat, the hottest African music show on The Voice of America with David Vandy.
Welcome back, and more music from the continent. Nova Romance by African Zay of Mozambique is coming up, and right after that, Sexy Rose by Flavor of Nigeria.
nova relação. Nessa nova paixão, vou te levar ao infinito desse amor. Vou te beijar como se nunca já tivera te beijado. Já sei como é que me vou postar nessa nova relação, nessa nova paixão.
Nova Romance by African Zay of Mozambique.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound,
Africa is my home.
Oh, na, na, na. Oh, na, na, na.
Now, here is this message coming from a regular listener to the African Beat right on the Atlantic Ocean in West Africa. And that is Jebe Taufik, Master MV for Vision 3. And he says, "Hello, David, how are things going? I want you to play a nice piece of music for the listening crew on board my vessel here at sea in West Africa. We want you to play something really good from Tanzania. We love African beats and we don't miss it at 2000 hours GMT on our SSB radio. Keep the African beat moving. We are proud to be Africans. Love from Jebe Taufik, Master MV for Vision 3. Thank you so much. Well, to all of you out there, let's enjoy something really good from Tanzania's Diamond Platinum, and this is Nana. Enjoy it, and you keep listening to the African beat all the time.
Baby, oh, na, na, na. 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 Baby,
And with all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Don't forget to send in those messages right to me on africanbeat@voanews.com. Till we meet again, I am David Vandy here in Washington, saying bye-bye.
A beautiful people united in a rainbow color. A people with a culture that never grows weary.
So let us be united as the children of Mother Africa.
The voice of the children echoing the hills, proclaiming there's a future.
Remember, Africa, you are the beauty of Mother Nature.